What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You know, as a narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about how to defeat a narcissist. How to defeat a narcissist, y'all. Before we hop into today's episode, make sure you hop over to Amazon. Take a look at the self-love journal, my self-love journal, I Love Me by Lee Hammack. It's available on Amazon. The link is in the description of every single video that I do and whatnot. Thank you so much. Help you rebuild the identity and, you know, that self-love that you might have lost before, during, or after a toxic relationship. But yeah, y'all. How to defeat a narcissist. And this is not like some mythological fight or whatever. I know some people are going to see the title of this, read the description, or, you know, start listening to the first couple minutes of this video. It's just like, oh, Lee Hammack is always talking about how to destroy narcissists. You know, he's just adding to the stigma. You know, he's just adding to, he's just doing this. He's just saying that narcissists are people too. Blah, 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 boo, 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 beep, beep. Y'all know my goal is to not add to the stigma of narcissistic people, or narcissists all being evil, horrible people and whatnot. You know what I mean? My goal is to teach people. I want people to go to therapy. I said it at the very beginning of this video. But yeah, how to defeat a narcissist. The one thing I think most narcissists out here seek is control and power. So the way that you defeat a narcissistic person, y'all, is to take that away from them. It's to find a way to strip them of this of the power and control that they have in your life. You know what I mean? Ask yourself, not only ask yourself, how do you get away from a narcissist? How to defeat a narcissist. Ask yourself, what are you getting from them? Figure out what you are getting from them, and the answer can't be nothing. But also ask yourself, what are they getting from you? Ask yourself, I feel like that might be a better question for a lot of people to ask, because asking yourself what you get from them, that's a question you dig and dig and deep. You can dig and dig deeper and figure out what are you getting from them, and realize that whatever you're getting from them, you can get from yourself, or somebody else in this world can give you the love or whatever that you're looking for. Whatever you're getting from them, you yourself or somebody else on this planet can give it for, get, can, you know, can, you yourself can get it from yourself, or you can find somebody else to get it from. But when you're dealing with narcissists, ask yourself, what are they getting from you? Is it money? Is it power? Is it prestige? Is it, like I said, finances? Is it sexual connection? Is it intimacy? Is it intelligence? What are they getting from you that you feel like keeps them there with you? That's a question you can ask yourself. I know it might not be a fully functional, like, unquestioned answer. Like, it can be more than one thing. It doesn't have to be just one single solitary thing that they are getting from you that keeps them in a relationship with you. You know what I mean? What I'm saying is, ask yourself, what is this person getting from you, and cut it off and figure out, relieve them of their power, relieve them of their control. Cut off the access that they have to you, to your life, in your life and whatnot. Cut it off, because you have the power to cut it off. You see what I'm saying? You have the power to cut. And once you cut it off, of course, if they are not ready for you to cut off the power or control or whatever they're getting from you, they're going to kick and scream and beg and plead, snot, you know, throwing up everywhere. They might lose control of their bowels. They might be farting everywhere. Whatever it is that they're getting from you, they're going to kick and scream because they want to keep it. They want to keep the access to you. They want to keep that power over you. They want to keep that control over you. They want it all. But you have to be able, you have to be able to cut it off, because if you don't cut it off, you lose. They have power over you. They have control over you. If you want to defeat them, figure out what they are getting from you and cut it off. You have access to you. You see what I'm saying? You control access to you. Even if y'all have kids, I know people are going to say, oh, believe me, not if we have kids. Even if you have kids, they don't, just because you have kids by somebody doesn't mean that they get access to you. They have access to the kids, whatever parents' rights or whatever the situation is. They don't mean they have access to you. They don't get to come to your house to watch the kids, whatever it is, whatever power and whatever, whatever source of power that you're giving to them, cut it off. You can defeat them. Make them feel like narcissists want to be needed, right? That's one of the main, another thing that narcissistic people want is they want to be needed. We want to be needed so bad by you. So if we can't figure out some simplistic reason why you need us, we will create it. We will create it by taking things away from you, out of your life, isolating you from your friends and family. So now you need us for companionship. You know what I mean? Making you quit your job because you have male or female coworkers that I don't like. Now you need us for finances. You see what I'm saying? Whatever they need you, whatever need that you have for them, or whatever you feel like they need you for, you know what I mean? Cut that off, y'all. That's how you defeat a narcissist. Take their power away. A lot of narcissistic people like to try to control you through rage and anger and silent treatment, by communication, different methods of communication that narcissistic people will try to use to control you with. Silent treatment, raging out on you, stonewalling you, gaslighting you, manipulating you. When that stuff no longer works, you can defeat them. Believe they keep coming back. They keep coming back. Yeah, just because they keep trying to come back into your life.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're not allowing them back in your life, of course, I'm not talking about an on and off relationship. I'm talking about the relationship is off, but they won't leave you alone. That is still defeating them. That is still a defeat, because they're licking their wounds, trying to come back into your life to try to ruin your life, to try to get back at you, to try to hurt you for hurting them. That's what they're doing right now in this instance right here, y'all. They're trying to hurt you for hurting them. They're trying to get back at you for getting back at them. You see what I'm saying? Just because if you cut off access, if they're calling you from blocked numbers, if they're using fake phone numbers to reach out to you, if they're using like a Google messaging, Google numbers, creating fake profiles on Facebook and Instagram or TikTok or something like that, if they're making fake Snapchats, you have defeated them, y'all. You have defeated them, but you have to keep striking them down. Just because you have defeated an enemy, sometimes you have to keep striking them down. Just because they retreat doesn't mean they won't come back, y'all. A defeated enemy can still sometimes come back. That's just how it happens. As long as you cut off access to them, y'all, you win. But you have to keep cutting. You have to keep cutting off access. If you shut the door on them, they make sure you close up all the windows as well. You know what I mean? You have to be able to shut off access, because if you want to defeat them, then that's how you do it, y'all. Take their power away. The power of their words. The power of their body language. The power of their subtle forms of manipulation. Things like that, y'all. Things like that. You see what I'm saying? Things like that. That's the situation. That's the dynamic, y'all. That's how it goes. Strip them of that and you can win. You can win. But you have to, this is right here, y'all. Rant bubble coming. I feel it bubbling up. You have to want to win more than they do. You have to have, everybody's battle is going to be different. Some people's battles are going to be easier than other people's battles, because you might not have as many connections to this person. You might have just got with this person. The relationship might not have been a long-term relationship. Y'all might have nothing in common. Y'all, it might be long distance, and the only thing you got to do is block them. But it's still a battle. Your battle is still your battle, regardless of how simplistic it looks to somebody else's battle. You know what I mean? Regardless of how much easier, quote unquote, easier than it looks in somebody else's battle. It's still your battle. You still have to fight it. You still have to fight it. You know what I mean? But you have to be willing to fight it. Some people just give up. They're like, no, I'm just tired. It's just easier for me to stay here and deal with it. At least I know what's going on. Is that like you have resigned yourself to a life of sadness, a life of not living to your full potential? That's what you have resigned yourself to right now. Is that what you want? If you have kids, do you want your kids to see you? Do you want your kids to grow up and see you unhappy as hell? Because that's what happens next, y'all. That's what's going to happen. Your kids are not going to role model you because they're going to look at you just like, oh, damn, mom or dad or whoever they are, whatever position you play in their life, is sad all the time. I don't want to be like them. Your kid's goal is going to be nothing like, I don't want to be anything like my parent, either one of them. You know what I mean? But sometimes it's inevitable. Sometimes your children end up in toxic relationships right there, y'all, because they see you doing it. You have to become a good model for, you have to model a good relationship right there, y'all. You have to model it for them. You have to show them what healthy relationships look like. You have to sit, I'm just telling you, cut off power, cut off control, cut off access. That's how you defeat a narcissist. You don't have to outsmart them. You just need to outcut. Sometimes you have to outsmart them. Let me be real with you. Sometimes you do have to outsmart them because they are always trying to think two steps ahead of you, especially if you have to divorce them. They might not ever want to divorce you, y'all. You might be, I don't know where, some states are different than others. Some countries are different than others. You know, sometimes you can force them to get divorced if they don't show up. Sometimes they have to show up. You know, and the divorce process can drag out for years upon years upon years, you know. But you still, as long as you get out of it, that's still a defeat, y'all. If you're struggling, as long as you don't give up, you're still winning. Just don't give up. It doesn't feel like you're winning. It feel like you're in the trenches, getting goddamn bombs dropped on your head everywhere, blowing up everywhere. You want to give up. You want to give in. But then guess what happens, y'all? The bombs start raining down. You realize, like, the bombs, it's just the sound of the bomb. The bombs are nowhere near me. The bombs are just so loud. The narcissistic person is putting it on such a big show that they are far as hell away from me, and it makes it seem like they're closer to me. Perspective, y'all. Perspective. You can win. How to defeat a narcissist? Strip them of the power and control of whatever they have going on in your life. Lee, I'm a stay-at-home mom or a stay-at-home dad, stay-at-home parent, and I don't have any access to finances. I don't know what I can do. Now it's time to make a plan. There's so many online businesses and things that you can start behind the scenes. I had a whole eBay business going on in my shed outside. There's so many little things that you can do to create different sources of income or whatever. You know what I mean? To help you out, just baby steps. I know everybody's situation is different. I made that sound like it was easy. I know it's not easy, y'all. But you are in control. You have the power. You can defeat the narcissistic person, y'all. Bubble popped. Anyways, y'all, I'm gonna cut this thing short. Like and subscribe for more. Hop over and grab the Self-Love Journal on Amazon. If you already have it, y'all, if you can, possibly, please, from the kindness of your heart, leave me a good review. I think some people have been buying the journal that don't like me and intentionally leaving me 1-star reviews and then sending the journal back. I was like, wow. It's just, I don't know, y'all. It's just a wild dynamic, y'all. But some people might not like it, but it's helped a lot of people out, y'all. So maybe it can help you as well. Stay tuned for more. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.